Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. How are you today? I hope you're fine. And today, I will accompany you for the next 60 minutes for today's edition on 11 March 2019. We would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Listener, we begin our program today with news. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources present the achievement of energy sector to Indonesian citizens in Japan. Furniture export surpasses $1.69 million. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Ignatius Jonan met with Indonesian citizens in Japan to present about the achievement of energy sector during the four-year administration of President Joko Widodo. Based on the information collected by Antara in Jakarta, the event was held at the Indonesian Embassy in Japan in Tokyo on Sunday, March 10. In his presentation, Minister Jonan elaborated that the focus of Joko Widodo governance is achieving the equity of development for all regions, particularly in the field of energy. For the electricity power plant, the state-owned electricity company PT PLN is currently analyzing the use of palm oil for diesel power plant. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources set a deadline that at least within 2 years, all the power plants are required to apply diesel fuel. The Indonesian Trade Ministry affirmed that the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, is a beneficial forum that helps supporting the national interests of Indonesia. The national interests include developing the cooperation of small and medium enterprises, alleviating poverty, and utilizing digital economy. It was said by Acting Director of APEC Negotiations and International Organizations at the Trade Ministry, Denny Kurnia, in Santiago, Chile, recently escorted by Antara in Jakarta. Currently, APEC is still trying to increase the exchange of ideas and improvement of capacity so that the gap among advanced and developed countries can be reduced. The Indonesian Industry Ministry recorded the performance of Indonesia's furniture export within the past 3 years has shown positive trend. Along 2018, the export value of national furniture products rose 4% from the previous year, meaning the value increased $1.69 million. Industry Minister Erlangga Hartarto said that the capacity of Indonesia's furniture sector to surpass the amount is supported by several factors, such as the availability of raw material, human resources, and innovative design. In the press release received by Republika Online on Sunday, March 10, Minister Erlangga in Jakarta explained that the government is determined to boost the performance of furniture export by deploying the potential of raw material, since 80% of the world's rattan material is produced by Indonesia. Aksi Cepat Tanggap or Quick Response Action ACT of West Sumatra on Sunday held a solidarity action theme West Sumatra Save Palestine to raise funds from local people for Palestinian people. Escorted by Antara, head of West Sumatra ACT office, Zeng Wealth in Padang on Sunday said that the action is a reminder of for West Sumatra people to be grateful for living in a peaceful country, unlike Palestinian people who are still dealing with humanitarian crisis. Zeng emphasized that ACT in 2019 will continue the humanitarian aid program, which has been implemented since last year. In 2019, ACT targets to send 10,000 tons of rice, Meanwhile, the humanitarian ship only carried 2,000 tons of rice for Palestinian people in 2018. Head of the Humanitarian Solidarity Action, Aan Saputra, said that the action is held simultaneously in Indonesia by ACT and Indonesian Volunteer Society. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Around 400 community members who engaged in environmental preservation took part in the cleanup event at Kupang City's mangrove ecotourism at Oe Sapa Barat Village on Saturday. The participants of the event collected both organic and non-organic waste. Head of Kupang City's Government Office of Environmental Affairs, Yeri Sabtuhar Paji, highly appreciated people's contribution in supporting the government managing the trash issue in the city. As quoted by Antara, Panji pointed out that different forms of waste can still be found in the ecotourism area. Through this event, the government would like to encourage Kupang society to preserve the environment and stop littering. He also hoped people who live surrounding the river banks could realize the importance of keeping their environment clean by not dumping waste into rivers and applying the principles of reduce, reuse, and recycle, or 3R. The MS or Moros Ship Silver Discoverer from Bahamas visited Sabang and docked at City 1 dock of the Board of Sabang Zone Businesses Aceh Province on Sunday, March 10. The cruise ship docked at 6 Western Indonesia time. It was remarked by acting head of the Board of Sabang Zone Businesses, Razwardi Essex, through head of dock management unit at the Board of Sabang Zone Businesses, Zulkarnain Abdullah, at City 1 Sabang Dock after welcoming the MS Silver Discoverer on Sunday. As reported by Antara, the MS Silver Discoverer, which has a capacity of 5,213 gross tonnages and takes 47 foreign tourists from Asia and Europe, is captained by Melon Demov. Zulkarnain said that the tourists come from Australia, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Germany, Japan, the Netherlands, Taiwan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The last item, Indonesian men's doubles players Hendra Setiawan Muhammad Ahsan successfully obtained the All England title after winning the final round of All England 2019 in Birmingham, United Kingdom on Sunday, March 10. Based on the report of the World Badminton Federation website on Sunday, the men's doubles pair won three games 11-21, 21-14, 21-12 against the Malaysian doubles pair Aaron Chia So Wei Yik within 49 minutes. As quoted by Antara News Agency, their win in All England 2019 aided Hendra Ahsan's new winning record 3-0 against the world's 18th doubles pair from Malaysia. One day prior to the semi-final round, Hendra got injured, so he was treated by medical team. Listener, there was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The wealth of Indonesian maritime resources, especially the abundance of Indonesian fish resources, which have not been explored optimally by the Indonesian government, is a temptation for many fishermen from other countries. Therefore, it is often utilized by the fishermen to come to the Indonesian waters to commit illegal fishing. On Friday, March the 8th, the Fishing Monitoring Ship of the Indonesian Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry again arrested one foreign vessel which was stealing fish at Indonesian waters. The Vietnamese vessel was arrested at Indonesian Exclusive Economic Zone in North Natuna for committing illegal fishing at the Indonesian Fisheries Management Territory without having legal documents from the Indonesian government. In addition to stealing fish, the vessel also deployed prohibited fishing equipment in Indonesia, namely trawl. Previously, the Indonesian Navy patrol ship KRI Tom 357 had followed some Vietnamese vessels
which was allegedly stealing fishing at Natuna Sea, but their effort was impeded by two vessels of the Vietnamese Fisheries Resources Surveillance, which is the vessel of the Vietnamese Agriculture and Rural Development Ministry. This has become the concern of the Indonesian government. Therefore, Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries will file a protest to the Vietnamese government. Vietnam is known to be a country which commits the most illegal fishing at the Indonesian Sea. However, they keep repeating the violation despite stern sanctions taken by the Indonesian government. It is proven by the 488 foreign vessels which have been sunk since 2014, and 276 of them are Vietnam is not the only country committing illegal fishing. Malaysian, Thai, the Philippines, and Chinese vessels have also been arrested for the illegal fishing case. Therefore, to protect the maritime wealth of Indonesia and prevent the same case from occurring again, it is deemed necessary to carry out patrols, including the integrated patrols between Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries and the Indonesian Navy or the Sea Police. That was commentary on illegal fishing and protection on Indonesian maritime wealth from Voice of Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program today in history starts from an event on March 11, 1955, the death of Sir Alexander Fleming. Sir Alexander Fleming is a scientist from Scotland who succeeded to discover penicillin, an antibiotic produced by fungus of Penicillium notatum. His discovery can be used to kill many kinds of dangerous bacteria of human's body. Along with Ernst Chain and Howard Florey, Baron Florey received Nobel Prize in Psychology and Medicine in 1945. He died in London, England on March 11, 1955 in the age of 73 years old. The next event was in 1966. The birth of Super Semar. Surat Perintah 11 Maret or Super Semar or Order of 11th March was a document signed by Indonesian First President Sukarno on March 11, 1966. It contained presidential instruction to the Army Commander, Lieutenant General Suharto, to take measures that were considered necessary in securing state which was chaotic at that time. Super Semar contained an instruction for Suharto to restore security stability. Unfortunately, Super Semar was interpreted differently. Super Semar was also functioned as a magic letter, which eventually became the legitimacy of Suharto to take over the leadership of the state from Sukarno. The last event was in 1990, the independence of Lithuania. Republic of Lithuania is a state in the northeast of Europe. Lithuania is one of Baltic countries which is near to Baltic Ocean. The Act of the Re-establishment of the State of Lithuania or Act of March 11 is a declaration of independence by Republic of Socialists of Soviet Lithuania, which was adopted on March 11, 1990. And signed by all members of Supreme Council of Republic of Lithuania, led by Sejudis. This was the first time a Republican unitary state declared independence from the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Listener, that was today in history.
Kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu, namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh. cinta lagi. Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu.
Indonesia.
Listener, that was the song entitled Siapkah Kau Tuk Jatuh Cinta by Hi-Fi. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will give you information about Indonesiaku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Trans Sumatra Toll Road is expected to boost the economy. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Bakahuni Terbanggi Tinggi Toll Road, which spans across 140.9 km last Friday. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo also inaugurated the terminal and executive dock of Merak and Bakahuni. President Joko Widodo, in his remarks, said that the Bakahuni Terbanggi Toll Road is the first longest toll road he had ever inaugurated. The toll road is targeted to be constructed until Aceh province by 2024. The Bakahuni Terbanggi Besar spanning from south to central Lampung is one of the 24 sections of the Trans-Sumatra Toll Road Project. The toll road will be continued with the next toll road project from Lampung to Aceh. The approximate length of the Trans-Sumatra Road Toll Project reaches 2,765 kilometers with a total investment of 476 trillion rupiah. President Joko Widodo hoped that the construction of the toll road will boost Indonesia's economy and support the distribution flow of goods and services from and to Lampung. Moreover, the Trans-Sumatra Toll Road is expected to increase investments in a bid to support the growth of regional economy. President also thanked the local government for its support so that the construction of toll road in Lampung can finish soon. He appreciated the local government for having helped the land acquisition process. Joko Widodo also hoped that the other toll road sections of Trans-Sumatra Highway can be operated soon. Lampung's governor M. Rido Fikardo also conveyed the same thing. Rido stated that the development of connectivity through Trans-Sumatra Highway will stimulate the new economic growth in Sumatran region. He pointed out that the Bakahuni Terbanggi Besar toll road section would be functioned as the national logistics system to support the distribution of goods and accelerate Sumatra's economic growth. Meanwhile, Deputy Chairman of the National Economy and Industry Committee, Arif Budimanta, viewed that the construction of Trans-Sumatra Highway is very strategic because it is part of the Asian Highway Network. According to Arif, the interconnectedness of Trans-Sumatra Toll Road with the Asian Highway Network will boost the connectivity among Asian countries, especially the countries in Southeast Asia, which aim to achieve the Asian Connectivity 2025 vision, namely a vision to comprehensively integrate and connect ASEAN countries. Therefore, Arif hoped that through the Trans-Sumatra Toll Road project, the export to Asian countries will run smoothly and the growth of national economy can be sharpened. That was my Indonesia.
Jangan pikir kau tak sempurna, buat ku tinggalkanmu. Karena ku tak putus sempurna, yang ku butuh kamu. Takkan ku lelah yakinkan hatimu. Oh, sekali cinta ku mencinta, bisa dari itu yang ku punya. Sekali cinta ku mendunia, takkan kecewakan kau yang ku punya. Sempurna, yang ku butuh kamu. Takkan ku lelah yakinkan hatimu. Oh, sekali cinta ku mencinta, bisa dari itu yang ku punya. Sekali cinta ku mendunia, takkan kecewa. Sekali cinta ku mencinta,
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the song entitled Sekali Cinta, sung by Wendy Mark. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, now we would like to present the next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about tourism and other local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will invite you to visit South Sumatra to know more about pagoda on Kemaro Island. Stay tuned. Kemaro Island is a small delta at Musi River. The island is a well-known recreation place at Musi River. Here, there is Hok Ching Rio and Buddha Temple, which are often visited by Buddha followers to worship or pilgrimage. In addition, the island often becomes the implementation of Chap Gome event every Lunar Year festival. Not only that, the main attraction of Kemaro Island is pagoda with 9 floors, which is towering on the middle of the island. Pagoda was built in 2006. On the sides of the ground floor of pagoda, there is a story which describes the legend of Kemaro Island. From above of pagoda, visitors can witness the beauty of Kemaro Island, which is surrounded by Musi Island. The legend, which was written on the ground floor of pagoda, also becomes tourist attraction. The legend tells about a meeting between Chinese merchant Tan Bun An and a woman from Palembang, Siti Fatima. The end of the story is a marriage among Tan Bun An with Siti Fatima. From the old story, a lot of people call the island as Maid Island. The island has a distance around 10 kilometers from the central city of Palembang, and it is not far from Palembang Bridge. Access to the island is not difficult because many local people rent their boats from Jembatan Ampera Dock to Kemaro Island. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Kutunggu Kabarmu, sung by Maudy Ayunda. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency and Cultivation at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Berapa harganya or how much? Next is a conversation about berapa harganya or in English, how much. Tony with his friend Heru are at a restaurant. Heru pays some foods at cashier.
Berapa semuanya?
Semuanya 130 ribu rupiah, Pak.
Oh iya, ini uangnya.
Uangnya 200 ribu ya, Pak?
Iya.
Ini kembaliannya 70 ribu rupiah.
Terima kasih.
As usual, after the conversation, I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to that topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. Berapa semuanya? In English, how much? Semuanya 130 ribu rupiah. Semuanya 130 ribu rupiah. In English, all are 130,000 rupiah. Ini uangnya. Ini uangnya. In English, here are the money. Uangnya 200 ribu. Uangnya 200 ribu. In English, it is 200,000 rupiah. Ini kembaliannya. In English, here is the change. Ini uang kembaliannya. In English, here is the change. Ini kembaliannya 70 ribu rupiah. In English, here is the change, 70,000 rupiah. Boleh saya minta bonnya? Boleh saya minta bonnya? In English, may I have the bill? When you want to know the total price of food or goods to pay, you can ask the cashier berapa semuanya. And if you want to pay through a waiter, you can ask the bill by saying saya minta bonnya. Saya minta bonnya. In English, where is the bill? Or boleh saya minta bonnya? In English, may I have the bill? Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa semuanya?
Semuanya 130 ribu rupiah, Pak.
Oh iya, ini uangnya.
Uangnya 200 ribu ya, Pak?
Iya.
Ini kembaliannya 70 ribu rupiah.
Terima kasih.
Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio. Hopefully, this edition is helpful to those who want to know about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow for more interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
sabah kecil ini. Seperti ku mendengar kau bernyanyi. Kau tahu rasaku juga rasamu.
Kau harus bisa berlapang dada. Kau harus bisa ambil hikmahnya. Karena semua tak lagi sama. Walau kau tahu dia pun merasakannya.
Kemana
of Indonesia.
Listener, that was the song entitled Lapang Dada, sung by Sheila on 7. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's nice to meet you again in Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present you to a Kroncong song entitled Bandar Jakarta. Bandar Jakarta is an original Kroncong song and tells about Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia. There is about the splendor of the metropolitan city, but raising other sides of Jakarta. The song describes the beauty of the atmosphere of the coast of Jakarta, which is protected by 1,000 islands. Winds that blow, fishing boats and birds that want to go back to their nest. All sides of the natural beauty of the coast of Jakarta at dusk. The song is nicely sung by Sumiati. She is able to convey a message from this song will be nicely sung by Sumiati. She is able to convey a message from the songwriter Ismail Marzuki. Sumiati is a sister of Mus Mulyati, who previously stayed in the Netherlands as a Kroncong singer and returned to Indonesia to coincide with the death of Bung Karno, the first president of Indonesia. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Bandar Jakarta by Sumiati.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Jangan terbelenggu kata-kata orang yang hanya mengganggu dan membuatmu ragu. Oh. Jangan kau percaya bahwa takdir semua wanita sama dan tak ada yang berbeda. Sebuah halangan bukanlah satu alasan, jadikanlah satu tandanya.
Hey! Siapa bilang gak bisa kurai semua mimpi? Hey! Siapa bilang gak bisa aku wanita yang berani? Hey! Siapa bilang gak bisa?
tapi putriku selalu jadi nomor satu. Oh, engkau wanita kini yang jadi pemimpin juga seorang istri yang berpikir dengan hati. Oh, saatnya tiba untuk menggapai cita-cita. Jangan takut untuk mencoba.
Hey, siapa bilang gak bisa? Kurai semua mimpi. Hey, siapa bilang gak bisa? Aku wanita yang berani. Hey, siapa bilang gak bisa?
Akan menemanimu, langkahku iring langkahmu, selalu berada. Jika kau mulai tak percaya, tunjukkan kemampuanmu untuk dirimu. Buktikan bahwa engkau bisa.
Oh, 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 oh. Siapa bilang gak bisa? Kurai semua.
Voice of Indonesia.
Togetherness in English Language Program Broadcast. Thank you for your attention. After this English Language Program Broadcasting, we still give you another interesting information. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.